Okay, good morning, Mrs. Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister's listening for her to really understand how things in your kingdom work and have an eternal perspective so that she can pray according to your will, have her prayers granted, and advance your kingdom here on earth, both for her salvation and safekeeping, for her to draw away into the same for her loved ones. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, talking about how to prepare for times of judgment. This is Isaiah 33 verse 20. It says, look, we already talked about understanding what's going on, okay? In verse 19, it says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of her stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Really important verse, because basically what's happening is you need to turn to God for everything. Okay. Prayerfully you're doing that already, but a lot of times when things are easy and you have an abundance of what you need, you're not really humbled in that way where you have to go to him for anything. You can kind of depend on just what's around you. That's going to change. Okay. My beloved sisters in Christ, you need to start cleaving to the Lord, letting him perform any works within you, because this connects to the reading from the other day where, and I'll just go over it really quick. This is Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. It says, and unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in the city shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against the city for evil and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. It is the same with the United States. God has set his face against this country. It's evil. Its fruit is evil. It pollutes the world. It is wicked. He hates it. Come out. Get out. Okay? Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Get out of this city. Inwardly, in your heart, in your mind, break with the United States. It's evil, it's wicked, it's corrupt, it's gonna burn. You can see it happening already. Because if you stay here, just like Jeremiah warns, okay, he says, he that stays in this city will die. Okay, but he that goeth out, his life will be given him for a prey. Get out. Get out. Okay. Because you see Christians and they don't understand their own God and they're praying against him. They're deceived. Praying for the United States to recover. Praying for the country itself to change. Okay? They're still attached to this place, this life, this world. They don't want to let it go. Okay? And they're praying against God's will. Don't do that. Get out. It's over. Let it go. Let the United States go. Start getting yourself ready. Start getting ready. Turn to God. Okay? Understand his judgment. Understand he is a God of wrath. Understand what is coming. Okay? Don't pray for things to recover here. Pray for his will to be done, his wrath to burn, because he's righteous. What he does is good. He's going to make an example out of this place. Okay? Before the whole world, it's the biggest country. Okay? In terms of its showiness and its flashiness, okay? And its boasting and its talking all over the place with its films and its movies, okay? He's gonna make an example out of it. He's let it exalt itself so it can fall down flat on its face. Get out of it. Don't pray for it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't look at all this political stuff that's going on. Don't get wrapped up in it, okay? Leave it behind and turn to God and start saying, Lord, I'm not going to be praying against your will for this to be overturned and for something that's wicked to stand. okay, and recover and flourish. No, I'm not going to pray for that. Okay, I'm going to pray for your will to be done here. Whatever you see that is right and fit, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Lord. Again, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Lord. My prayer now is, what do I do? How do you want me to get ready? How can I break from this place? What is inside of me that's attached to this? Reveal this to me. How do I need to get ready? Where am I lacking faith? Okay, where are my idols? That's praying according to God's will. Okay? How can I prepare for what's coming? What a part of me is not tucked away and hidden in Christ? Let that be revealed. Okay? Then you're getting out of the city and your life will be given you for a prey. You're going to be okay. All right? And you will be looking to Zion. And we'll talk more about this. Okay? The cords, it says, thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. That'll be fine. You'll have everything you need there. Quiet habitation, safe and sound, peaceful. Okay? Provided for, food, shelter, all those sorts of things. Okay? Comfort of the spirit. You'll actually be flourishing and blessed and doing well, because that's what happens in times of judgment. The wicked get judged. Okay? Burned with fire. Okay? Fire is going to come upon this country. All right? It already is, in very small increments, if you can see it. Okay? Kingdom of Heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. People often think that the Kingdom of Heaven means something good, and it does. But if you're wicked, it means judgment. That's what the Kingdom of Heaven means. And the Kingdom of Heaven comes, okay? If your life is tucked away and hidden in Christ, blessings, good things. When the Kingdom of Heaven comes, if you're evil, fire. The Kingdom of Heaven is coming. Okay, it's coming. That's why Jesus says, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get yourself ready. Okay, sisters, leave it there for today. I just pray for any sister, father that's listening today, that she just really heeds your warnings and really asks to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can be a vessel for your glory. Ask all these crazy questions in Jesus' name. Amen.